This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We know Patrick Mahomes, as we've talked about this offense and where it's been since 2019, certain areas have declined offensively. A variety of reasons for that, despite winning rings along the way. Earlier in the week, we had the discussion about the Detroit Lions and are there personnel things you can emulate from them, right? And the folks over at an analytical site that's fairly new, it's called Field Vision, and actually some interesting data through the season, and they do some betting stuff as well, and it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they just did a stat on Travis Kelce too that was pretty damning, like he should stop running hitches.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, some of the data. So since 2019, Patrick Mahomes' deep ball has declined, they said. The numbers are way uglier than anyone realized. They go on to say the deep ball accuracy fell from 51% in 2019, he was number one in the NFL, to now 21%, which is dead last in the league. Now, I will disagree with this sentence because I was like, okay, come on now. It says, why his arm could end the Chiefs dynasty unless they fix this one brutal problem. Look, the deep pass needs to be more established again in this offense.
It didn't hold them back from getting to a Super Bowl and winning 17 games.
Patrick Mahomes' arm is not going to be why the dynasty ends, okay? Let me just put that out there before we continue.
I'm going to rank that as the least likely reason the dynasty ends for the Kansas City Chiefs, as a matter of fact.
Some of the data is interesting. We've discussed last year even at times, like, hey, where is the deep ball? We saw it all in training camp. We were up in St. Joe. It was there. Now, Hollywood Brown got hurt, and Xavier Worthy eventually, as the season went on, got better and better, but Rashee Rice got hurt. So a lot of this changed because of personnel. But in 2019, Mahomes, 50.9% completion rate, good for first in the league, 13 touchdowns, two picks. In 2023 is when this all slipped. Now, maybe we can correlate some of the O-line issues and personnel changes, but 2023, 31% completion rate all of a sudden on deep throws, only one touchdown, five picks. In 2024, 21.4% completion rate on 42 attempts,
worse.
Three touchdowns, four interception. If you're wondering who leads the league, ironically, in this, that's Russell Wilson, who now is a member of the New York Giants. He goes on to say in their article that defensive schemes evolved. We've talked about this since 2021. Teams are playing more of the two high safety look. Mahomes forced into some shorter throws from 2023 and 24, career low, 6.3 yard average depth of target. So I guess the question is, okay, do you believe this can be fixed? How much is this the wide receiver room? How much of this is the offensive line room? Or do we just think Patrick Mahomes now is just going to struggle when it comes to deep balls the rest of his career?
Yeah, I don't think, you know what I think this is? I think this is a volume problem. You think it's a what?
I think it's an O-line problem.
I think it might be both. The truth is you and I know. Mm-hmm. What do I think? He was the league's most accurate deep ball passer, and now he just can't do it anymore. And I'll admit, when he throws the deep ball, it's off. It's way off. I think some of that comes from what you're saying. The offensive line is making him feel rushed. And I think some of it is reps. I know that you can be like, well, he's thrown a million passes a gajillion times in his NFL career. He throws them all the time in training camp. How can he do it? You get in the regular season and you throw six of them, one for five with a pick. That's not a good enough sample size to be like he stinks at deep balls. He doesn't throw them. The sample size to be bad at it is up because of the number of them he throws. Given the chance to go back to the volume deep passing game that they used to be, I don't think he's just lost the skill to throw the deep ball. I think they have lost the skill to run that in their offense, partially because of the way that they were playing offensively from a scheme perspective, some of it because of wide receiver talent, and some for what you mentioned in the offensive line. I don't think that he does not possess that skill. I think that this is a scheme problem, not a Patrick Mahomes problem. And yeah, that goes back to largely the thing we've been saying for a couple of months now, or I don't know, a huge chunk of last year, which is they are not an explosive enough offense and they have not figured out a way to take advantage of defenses the way other teams do. And does that start with the offensive line? Probably. But I think he's probably just like a, I think he's a league average deep ball thrower. 2019 is the anomaly. But 2025 is the anomaly too, even though it's heading in the wrong direction. I think historically he'll probably end up being a pretty average deep ball thrower. Not the best in the league, but he doesn't have to be based on the way they run their offense, Gold.
Isn't this something that we'll learn, I think, a little bit more for this year?
If the offensive line is good, if more stinks, then maybe not.
Well, because you said he was dead last, correct, Gold? I mean, there were offensive lines that were significantly worse than the Chiefs, and Mahomes was still dead last. So I think that that's where you can say it's the offensive line, but I think the wide receiver talent might be more of the issue, as well as just Mahomes not being able to throw. But I think this year with Xavier Worthy and then Hollywood Brown, assuming that they stay healthy and Rashee Rice, whether he's suspended or not, stays healthy, this is the year where I think we'll really, was last year during training camp just talk and it just looked good in training camp and you never really planned on it happening? Or is it your personnel change, you had to divert away from the game plan of throwing the deep ball more, where if Xavier Worthy is healthy and Hollywood is healthy and Rashee stays healthy, do we see an uptick from five or whatever the number was last year?
Yeah, my guess is yes.
In terms of the volume.
Right. I think this is
what I hope so.
When Cody was saying, you know, I think it is a comment. It's not just offensive line, but it probably is O-line time and the receiver room. And how many times for the last couple of seasons have we discussed which receivers can actually track the football down the field? And if we are going to agree that maybe Mahomes is not the best deep ball thrower in the league and the numbers say he's not, well, then you might need someone that tracks the ball, has better field awareness. Much of the, what, for a month and a half, how many times we bring up Xavier Worthy struggled to have field awareness? That was not a problem that they had in 2022 with Tyreek Hill or whatever. Mecole Hardman, throughout his career, struggled to track the ball down the field. So this is where hopefully Xavier Worthy improves in that area as well. I'm not saying that Mahomes doesn't deserve some of the blame. He obviously does. But it's a combination of both. You know, if you're not going to have a quarterback that's his biggest asset that he has, well, then you need maybe some receivers that are able to track the ball better to make up for that. And they haven't had that recently. Nope. We're going to find that out this year.
No, but what's, I thought Worthy showed deep some good skills there.
What's that?
Over 20 yards, I think.
It's 20,
right?
Is 20
or 25. It's something like that.
Okay.
That's a good question for this particular.
Because to me, I think a lot of people, it's easy if you hear deep ball to think of like 30, 40 plus. Like he's taking a shot, but it doesn't. 20 yards isn't necessarily a shot, in my opinion.
I believe here's the graph. I'm sorry. On 20 yards or more downfield is how they categorize this in particular.
I think a lot of
and he was worlds ahead of everybody in 2019. Like the graph is hilarious. Mahomes is way off to the right in 2019.
Yeah, that's an anomaly year. It's the dot on the other end.
If you're wondering, I'd have to look now for who do you think was the worst that year in 2019, or one of the worst. Josh Allen, by the way. So it's just kind of funny how things have shifted.
And now people think of Josh Allen as being, it just, some of this is talent.
He has gotten a lot better at the, I'm not going to say effort and just throw it. Because 2019, I bet you, was a lot of the effort. Somebody's down there, double team, it doesn't matter. I'm chucking it deep for Josh Allen. I think it is a scheme thing, though.
Brock Purdy was the leader in 2023, and Mahomes was Bryce Young was the worst in 2023. And then you go to last year, the best was Russell Wilson and Sam Darnold. Mahomes was viewed as the worst.
Moonball guy.
Yeah.
You know? I think it was a scheme thing, too, just based on, like, it was personnel. It was also just scheme because, I mean, again, I know that the offensive coordinator problem or question mark always comes up, and it has with the text line and everything. But Matt Nagy might just develop the game plan a little bit differently than the way that Bieniemy did, along with the fact that defenses are playing things different. I mean, you mentioned 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Bieniemy was the guy at that point. Things have changed in the last couple of years. Who's been the guy the last couple of years? It's been Matt Nagy.
Yeah, but they also had Tyreek. Like, we just pretend they're not working with the same deep level threat.
And they still had Eric Fisher in 2019, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mitchell Schwartz.
Yeah.
They had a great tackle situation in 2019.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I just think it's a lot of different things. I think the scheme plays a lot into it of whether it's offensive line or not. It also is Travis Kelce is not running down the field as much. He's the reliable weapon and always has been. He's going to run those hitch routes and do the little twirl spin and still get you an extra couple yards in the yak. Rashee Rice, shorter yardage situation, possession type of receiver. They got Xavier Worthy, and we saw in the Super Bowl what it could be this year and further on.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.